Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The new theatrical release, The Samuel Project, is a family-friendly, inspiring comedic drama that tells the powerful story about one teen's discovery of heroism within his own family history. When he chooses his grandfather as the subject of a senior art project, they get to know each other for the first time. And the teen, played by Ryan Ochoa, discovers that his grandfather, portrayed by Hal Linden, was saved as a boy in Nazi Germany. Hal Linden is a Tony and Emmy award-winning actor, numerous Golden Globe nominations, singer, musician, known for stage projects like The Rothschilds, winning a lead actor Tony, The Gathering, The Sign, The Pajama Game, so much more, and of course his memorable starring role in Barney Miller, ABC's long-running detective sitcom, earning him 7 consecutive lead actor Emmy nominations. Numerous TV guest starring roles, Will and Grace, Two Broke Girls, The Mindy Project, many, many more. An acclaimed screen actor and live performer, releasing his debut album, It's Never Too Late, in 2011. Ryan was discovered at age 5 in his dad's furniture store by a talent agent that led to national commercials. In 2008, cast in Disney's A Christmas Carol. Then as Chuck Chambers, a recurring role on Nickelodeon's hit series iCarly, a series regular on Disney XD's Pair of Kings, and his first leading role in a film, mostly ghostly, Have You Met My Ghoul Father, a talented musician. Starring in The Samuel Project in theaters nationwide October 5th, Hal Linden and Ryan Ochoa with us on This Week in America. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Boy, we've been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been
tired.
Quite a career that you're having, and you're launching with Ryan there. You know, this movie brings up so many important topics, and Ryan, let's start with your character Eli. You've got this dream of being an artist, and you choose a subject for the senior art project, which is your grandfather. Talk about how that you choose it, and then how that evolves into something that really changes your life.
Yeah, Eli gets assigned this project, and it starts off as this project that he has to tell a story about something historic or someone historic that has impacted them. And then he ends up being forced to hang out with Grandpa for this day. And through a bunch of events, he ends up realizing that telling his grandfather's amazing survival story, he wants to do this project about him. And then through this project, Eli doesn't just finish it against all odds. He learns from this project, and he gets caught up in it. And in the project, ends up teaching people like what's going on nowadays and the problems that are happening. And then I don't want to give any spoilers, but he thanks somebody, and it's not just his grand. It doesn't just turn into his grandfather's story. It's much more than that.
It is. There's so many layers to this, and I think, Hal, you talked about the film is really about intergenerational communication. Talk about that, because that's something maybe we're losing sight of.
Intergenerational lack of communication.
Yes.
It's natural. It's normal. I did it. You did it. Well, I wouldn't listen to my father's music. I had my own music. I wouldn't wear my father's clothes. I put on my own clothes and cut my hair my way and came up with my slang. I didn't take daddy's slang. But in the process, when you do that, yes, it defines your generation, but you also, it distances yourself from past generations. And what's lost in the process is the intergenerational wisdom and history, experience, just experience alone. The older generation went through a lot of what the new generation is going to have to go through.
Yes.
So learn the mistakes, the ways of dealing with it, so that you can make it easier on yourself. So it is important for generations to communicate. And in this case, Eli is trying to get a story out of his grandfather that's uncomfortable for his grandfather. It isn't as if he doesn't want to communicate with the boy. It's an uncomfortable situation. It has to do with his survival during World War II. And it takes Eli to educe the story from him and turn it into an art project.
Well, it's interesting because Eli says there's a story, Grandpa, that needs to be told, and I can tell your story in pictures. And you say, I have a right to mourn in private. So like you say, this is a story that, many people from that generation in situations like this, they really don't want to tell, do they? In fact, I think you kept a secret, your character, Samuel, did for like 75 years.
What's the line? What's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. Self-protection. You don't want to have to relive what was a very uncomfortable time in your life. Listen, it's happening today. Some books in the newspapers, stories from 20 years ago that were so uncomfortable for people that they kept it to themselves. And eventually when it does come out, we all learn from them. Not uncommon. And it's, read the headlines today and you see the same thing.
We're talking about the... Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no. I mean, it's not just about getting the story out and learning that family history. It's about survival. I mean, what Samuel went through in this, I mean, he survived, and this is it's an inspirational story to the parents and to my father in the film who didn't know his story, and it brings people together, and that's what reaching out to your parents and grandparents can do. And you know, in your life.
And anything we can do today to bring people together in a society that is so split along all kinds of lines.
In many ways.
You know, and it's interesting, too, the role of art in all of this. The two of you go years, and Eli, you really don't know your grandfather. You don't know much about him, but it's art that suddenly brings the two of you together, and you have that emotional attachment. So art, once again, in fact, Hal, I think you said it. Yeah.
Art
can be more eloquent than words.
Obviously, words have brought us apart, and words don't. And we really bring people together now, so, you know, we figured why not tell it in a different way. And in the movie, Eli he's an outcast. Everything Eli does is, you know, on paper and drawings and in his head. And he has amazing artistic drawings all over his room. I mean, you know what Eli does on his free time. He's not talking to his dad. He's not hanging out with his grandpa going to eat a burger with him, but it's not until he gets assigned a project that fascinates him, and this is something that he knows he can put his mind to, but he can't do it without any help, and he needs this story. So what does he have to do? He has to spend time with his grandfather, but while doing that, he realizes that being with his grandfather, he can learn from him and actually have a relationship, and that there is a lot to know, and that he ends up fighting for that story.
We're talking about the theatrical release, The Samuel Project, in theaters nationwide October 5th. With us, the legendary actor Hal Linden, former Disney star Ryan Ochoa, starring in The Samuel Project. That's interesting. You talk about the relationship. As we're watching this, we see this relationship grow, evolve, and it looks real. Was it like that for the two of you in doing the picture?
In a sense, it was. We met about 2 days before we started shooting, and I was sitting at a table, and he was on his cell phone texting.
I was texting how I was working with the legend.
And it took, you know, so we had the same generational differences to overcome. But once you start working on a project together, that seems to bring people together. It brings entire casts together. It has a wonderful way of bringing people together, because what you're doing is you've all committed to the same project, the same results. You're trying to accomplish something together. You become a team, definitely.
A
little family. And that happened with Ryan and me. He doesn't pull out his machine while I'm around anymore.
As much. But when I am with him, I'm on social media saying, OMG, Barney Miller is next to me.
You know, as I'm watching this, Al, I'm thinking that, boy, when you get a new role, it's got to be still as exciting to you as it was years ago. And as you talk about Samuel, that just reinforces that. This really was a role that you looked forward to playing, wasn't it?
It's every role. Every role starts with words on a piece of paper. There's nothing there. There's only words. As you work on it, it becomes a human being speaking those words. So the function of turning words into flesh and blood is what I have done all my life, and that's what attracts me to every project. It's a very heady, moment when you accomplish that.
And then, Ryan, I'm watching you, and it's like, okay, this was a project, and we'll talk about that in a second, because this was something that the kind of role you want to do for the rest of your career, but it looked like it became a passion for you as well.
I've said it from the beginning. Acting is everything to me. I don't know what I would do without the industry, without being able to wrap myself up into characters, and it's pretty cool. I mean, majority of the roles I've played, you know, my teenagers, I was playing the evil guy. I was the villain. I was the bad guy. And you can't do that unless you truly invest in it. And, you know, watching someone like Hal, I mean, since I'm sitting next to him, and then hearing stories from other people, he doesn't play himself. And I've never wanted to do that. I never wanted to, you know, play myself or, you know, people watching me like, oh, that's Ryan. You know, it's like, no, I want to, like he says, I want to be other people. I want to live other lives. And that's the beauty of this industry. And and I want to entertain. I mean, I'm an entertainer at the end of the day. I love being on stage. I love being on stage with my brothers, you know, performing and being behind the camera or in front of the camera. You wrap yourself up into something that you're not. And that's what we look forward to in this business.
You know, you mentioned entertainment. This movie is highly entertaining, a great story as we watch this unfold. And then as you're leaving the theater, you're thinking over these issues that were brought up here. This is sort of the perfect movie, isn't it? It entertains and it leaves with something that we can think about afterwards.
Can we use that line?
Can we write that down?
Yeah, whatever I said.
You said the perfect movie.
Can you write that down, please?
Well, I mean, when we went into this film, it's not like we want to tackle these themes. It was more the relationship between the father and the grandfather. Everything else, the project and the themes after, the themes in the project, all of that kind of just came from the relationship. And as we realized what Eli was learning and the story behind Samuel, like there's much more to it. They don't really talk about it, but young Samuel was saved by a young woman, and that woman had a story. And there's many stories that can, you know, trickle down that Eli kind of realizes.
From an actor's standpoint, Brian is right. You don't approach a project by saying, I want to convince people of such and such.
Right.
I want to deliver this message.
Because if you fail, then you didn't do.
If you don't tell a story, you can't get your message through.
Exactly.
So we don't worry about the message. We worry about the human beings involved, about creating the human beings so that they can tell a story, or we can watch them aspire, accomplish, and in the process, points are made. That's the point. We're only looking to become those characters and live their lives.
And if the audience can connect with those characters, they can feel more passionate, and when the film is over, almost feel like they went on the journey with those characters, and that's where they end up taking something from Eli, from Samuel, from Cassim, the butcher, you know.
Well, both roles are, you can connect, and they're very relatable. I got about 30 seconds left. Ryan, what has this been like for you? You've got this role of substance that we talked about, and working with Al, this is like, what, a master's degree in acting that you get along with the film.
I didn't charge him.
you're speaking my language. This journey has been wild. It's been, I mean, I don't know if you know, but me and Hal are also co-executive producers on it. I mean, there's so much involved behind the scenes that we've been a part of. So to see it on the big screen, to see the reactions, the reviews, all that's great. But it all goes back to the filmmakers and the cast. We just wanted to make a good movie, something different that you haven't seen. But I do have to say the journey has been pretty special, and I get to share it with Hal and our producers, and, you know, Steve Weinberger and Mark Fusco, who started with this project years ago. To see their dream and to see this movie finally out in theaters and you know, the little buzz that we're getting, the major buzz we're getting. My
yes.
God, the major buzz.
By the way, well, we've got that review, the perfect movie. Okay.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the inspiring new comedic drama, The Perfect Movie, you could call it, The Samuel Project, in theaters nationwide, October 5th. With us has been acclaimed actor Hal Linden, former Disney star Ryan Ochoa. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It was fun. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
A pleasure. Great
talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.